Not nearly.
Not near like they do now.
I don't know. You know, kids are going to be kids. I can remember my granddad telling me that when he was a young boy, they used to race their buggies to see who had the fastest buggy and fastest horse.
Well, I know.
That's dangerous.
Kids are adventures.
Of course, it's a lot different than racing a buggy and racing a car.
Yeah.
That girl that was here yesterday when you come was driving a car. We had twin daughters. They live in Birmingham. They was telephone operators. They really just finished school in the spring in Mississippi. During the from spring to fall, they got a job in Birmingham's telephone operator. She was bringing them home for a visit, and they had a car wreck, and the twins were both killed.
Oh.
And this girl was crippled out, and she lay helpless, all just helpless.
Yeah. That's a terrible thing. That's one thing I like now about the interstates. It seems like they're safer to drive.
I know it.
But there's wrecks on them.
Yeah, well, people are going to go fast, I guess.
Well, according to the traffic, there's not too many wrecks. Well, there are too many, but well, I mean, the amount of traffic that road has, I think they get by pretty good.
Yeah, it's the old two-lane roads that cause so many wrecks sometimes, and they get slick when it rains.
Well, it was raining when these girls had a wreck. Franklin rain.
That's the worst time. When it
just began. And this was a kind of, well, it was looked on as being a kind of an oil slick place in the road.
Well, they say that when it starts raining, that the first hour or so that it rains is the most dangerous because the oil floats on top of the water and gets right up on top of the road and makes it slick. If it rains long enough, it'll wash that off. But my brother had that. Broke his hip while he was in the Marine Corps the same way. He had one of these little Chevrolet Corvairs that they used to make. And it was just too light. And he got in a slick place and slid right into a telephone pole.
My girls were in a brand new little Studebaker. You remember these little, this was 50 miles. Little pointed nose with a bullet on it.
I had the little, had a silver bullet thing on the end of it.
Well, that's what they would send. And it was like you was talking about, it's too light, it's too.
Yeah. Now, those little Studebakers were really, I guess, one of the real earliest of the, what they call compact cars, because they were smaller than most.
Well, at that time, I don't remember if I ever heard one call a compact,
no,
but they was a compact.
Yeah, they didn't use the term, but that's what they were.
Yeah.
They made fine cars, too.
Oh, they were really nice.
On Sunday in the church, the preacher preaches a what?
A sermon.
Okay. And the church, in church, in Sunday school, we're taught to listen to God and not to be tempted by the what?
By Satan.
Okay.
The devil.
Okay. And what about a house? Every neighborhood had one, I guess, in the old days. It was vacant and kind of falling down, and all the kids were afraid of it because they thought it was what?
A noble haunted house.
Yeah. They thought it was full of what?
Well, they thought there was ghosts. I remember the noble houses that I really didn't enjoy very much.
No, I get in a place like that. I used to keep telling myself, I don't believe in ghosts, but I still wasn't very comfortable out there. I was...